Welcome to Ryder Cup Report number 4 from my sofa in Glanmire, where things are really hotting up, where the foursomes games are coming to the last three holes, and players are going to have to negotiate some of the toughest challenges on this golf course, and I'm going to mainly focus on the 18th hole. As the players get to the absolutely crucial central point of the match, in the background the captains are figuring out who they're going to send out against who in the four balls and foursomes during the rest of the afternoon. These are matches which will remain unfinished. Now, as I'm talking to you, the Molinaris are one down. They're down over the ball. They're desperately trying to save a half in this match. Now, the Molinari in the white shirt and the black trousers is down over the ball. And I'm not sure how long it's going to take him to hit it. But this is a vital putt. I think he needs it to half the match. The ball is going, good run at it. It's going, I'm up short. Oh my goodness, the Italian weakness on putting comes through again. He came up short. You can't get the ball in the hole when you're short. Johnson and Mahon have won. Great excitement around the green. Lots of shaking hands and excitement. The Americans are now 3.5 to 1.5 ahead, according to my television. But there's a lot of games out in the course.
Jeff Overton, after the fantastic second shot from Bubba Watson. Yeah.
Overton's just sunk a putt. Overton has just gone one up on Poulter and Donald, who I thought would win. So this is getting very dramatic. As I look at the scores, with the Americans up in four of the matches and the Europeans up in two, this is looking pretty ominous for the European team. I know there's only one hole in between the teams in three of the matches, but still, the Americans are certainly doing well.
Francesco